Hey everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute. Trust is like glass. Once broken, it can be rebuilt, but it takes time, truth, and tenderness. Rebuilding trust, especially after betrayal, is one of the hardest emotional tasks. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those crushed in spirit." Clinically, trust restoration follows a pattern: honesty, consistency, empathy, and accountability. But it also requires mutual participation. Forgiveness can be instant, but trust is earned. So don't rush what God designed to be rebuilt slowly. Give space for evidence and not just promises. If you're in the process of rebuilding trust, identify one clear, healthy boundary and one way to communicate your needs with clarity and grace this week. This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit aacc.net.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend and join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach Clinton.
Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a division of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host here of the broadcast. It's a delight to have you join us today. Today we're going to be turning the mics. My son Zach is going to be our special guest, and we're going to be talking about a brand new book called Even If, Developing the Faith, Mindset, Strength, and Endurance of Those Who Are Built Different. Zach currently serves as Vice President of the American Association of Christian Counselors. He hosts the renowned Built Different podcast. He's president and host of Ignite Men's Impact Weekend that gathers nearly 10,000 men every year. He's a licensed resident counselor and former Division I baseball player. Zach is recognized as a growing authority and voice on performance, motivational psychology, mental health for today's generation. He works with professional athletes and leaders all across the country. His mission is to remind people that they're never out of the fight. Zach is a proud husband to his lovely wife, Evelyn. They make a home in Lynchburg, Virginia. He is currently enrolled in the PhD program in counseling at Liberty University. Zach, we're turning the mic. This is going to be fun. Thanks for joining me.
Dad, thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
But you and Evelyn, just share with them a little bit about how you guys are doing.
Yes, just moved into our first home. Evelyn Jane is truly my best friend. She is the love of my life. I'm so proud of her, honestly, during this season of life. She's in her doctoral program as well in nurse practitioning. I think I said that right. But she is just doing amazing work. She's balancing, you know, school, work. She is an incredible wife. She's an incredible homemaker. She's an incredible cook all of a sudden. I mean, she's doing amazing things, and it's just really fun to encourage her and walk alongside of each other during the season.
You know, in 3 John verse chapter 1 verse 4, it says, "I have no greater joy than to know my children walk in the faith, walk in the truth." And I know the reference there was about mentoring men and women in the faith, but it's special when you begin to think about family, and it's just fun to turn the table, Zach, and have a conversation about what's in your heart, how God's working, and what's happening professionally and personally. Hey, as we get started, Zach, probably a good thing for us to do up front is really to introduce our listeners more to who you are and what you do. You're known as my son. You go back to the World Conference. I was thinking all the way back to 1999, our very first World Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Opryland Hotel. I think you were 3 years old.
Yeah.
running around. The last World Conference, you're up on stage and helping lead the way. Zach, you earned your undergrad degree and master's degree at Liberty University, an undergrad degree in business, master's degree in counseling. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
You know, Dad, first off, so blessed and humbled to be here with you today. That experience was a blessing. I love counseling. I love learning about people. I love learning the psychology about things. I love helping people unleash their full potential, their full talent in life. And growing up under you, you're the best leader that I know. So I'm just blessed to be able to try to emulate you every day. I want to kind of carry on the characteristics. I know that's been passed down generationally from Papa C down to you. And I hope that I can kind of carry that baton as well. Beyond that, a little bit more about me personally. I'm a husband to my incredible wife, Evelyn Jane. I'm a son, like you said, to you and mom. I'm a brother. Lots of different roles. But then it's been a blessing to be able to step into more leadership positions, being up there on stage with you, serving alongside of you as the vice president here of the American Association of Christian Counselors, really leading a podcast called Built Different. So a lot of great things that God is doing, just humbled and honored for the experience.
One of the areas that you have been specializing in is working with children and youth and young adults. You and I had this conversation way back. I felt like if you could spend a couple of years in that lane, that it would radically alter how you view kids, and even more so how you view adults. Because when you begin to see the pain, the brokenness, the challenge of growing up in this world, when you peel it all back and see what's happening in family systems and more, you begin to see a lot of the patterns stick with people into adulthood.
Yeah,
and they become, you know, the rutting theme, if you will, that we've learned in interpersonal neuroscience, they're just tough patterns to break and get out of.
Absolutely, and it's heartbreaking to me to see some, like you said, the challenges that kids are having to endure, and you see the anxiety, you see the depression, you see the addiction and all of these things on the rise for our kids, but really it stems back to kind of their environment and their home life. Like you said, a lot of broken homes, a lot of broken families. I think, if anything, Satan would love to kind of deter the family, get in there, kind of get his messy hands at work, and then that ultimately impacts and affects a kid. And like you said, I remember that conversation years ago, Zach, start working with kids, start working with the next generation, because when you do, you'll see adults differently. And that's that language shift in our mental health space of not looking at a kid saying, what's the matter with you? But being able to look at a kid and say, I wonder what happened to you. And when you get into the depths of what they're really going through, that narrative aspect, that's when you can actually begin to help and create change.
I know we're going to be talking about your new book. The title is Even If, Developing the Faith, Mindset, Strength, and Endurance of Those Who Are Built Different. And a lot of what you want to give to our listeners today is all about a perspective shift, because it's everything. And it helps. It goes back into that lane that you love, human flourishing, resilience. How do you press through adversity and challenge? Zach, one of the things maybe people don't really know about you, some of them do, you played sports since you were a kid. And we have a lot of memories. I mean, we have a lot of crazy, insane, fun stories. But all the way through, three-sport athlete in high school, football, basketball, baseball, went on, played baseball in college. But just that experience, dial that into your mindset, your perspective on life, and how it's become, I think, a gift that you're able to bring to the table when you minister to people.
Well, I love athletics, and I love to compete. Always have. You kind of raised me in sports, like you said. Football, all fall. Basketball, all winter. Baseball, all spring and summer. And so I want to get out there on the field. I love pressure. That's something that I craved. I craved kind of those big moments, just because I knew that it was our preparation that determined that level of separation. We practiced all the time. And a simple strategy and principle I love teaching people from athletics that I've carried now over into life is that practice really doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice doesn't even make perfect. But I think that practice makes progress. And I just want people to invest themselves into a progression, into a development, into becoming the best version of themselves every single day. And then in our faith aspect, it goes beyond wanting you to become the best version of yourself to becoming more like Christ, right? That process of spiritual formation. And oftentimes God uses difficult seasons, pain, adversity, challenge, fiery furnaces to bring the best out of us.
A couple of simple stories go way back. One of the greatest lessons I learned in life was taught to me by my son, Zach. And I came home from work one day, and I'd been really pressing. had been working insane hours, doing a lot. And I could tell his nose was pressed up against the window pane. And he met me at the door. And it was the most crazy thing. He was just learning to talk, so he's just a little dude. And he put two words together that I won't forget. He said, when he looked me straight up in the eyes, he said, "Shoes off." And in that moment, it dawned on me. He knew that if I took my shoes off, I'd be staying home. And I remember not long after that, I came home from work. I was exhausted. It was in the fall. And I'm outside of the garage, and there's a big pile of leaves that we had put together that you and Megan were playing in. And I wound up, I don't know where Julie was, Mom was, but you guys were gone. And I went over into that leaf pile, and I thought to myself as I looked at the sun, everything going down, I said, "Tim, what are you doing? What in the world are you doing? What are your real priorities? Your priorities are here." And you know, I made a shift. I decided that I'm done with the travel. I'm not going out on the road and speaking. I know a lot of my friends, they did. And, you know, God bless them. They made decisions. They changed lives. But it was in that moment I said, I'm staying home. And that's where I began to press in. You know, we had that old basketball court out there. And Todd, you and Megan and me, we all shot together, learned to play the game of basketball.
Around the world.
Megan still can, and she can beat everybody knockout. I mean, she can shoot the lights out, and she still does. That's what's so fun. But see, that goes all the way back to decisions. And that I made a commitment. I wasn't going to just be at the game. I was going to coach every game I could coach, and that we were going to take the lessons we learned on weekends when we played travel ball, whatever it was. To grow together as a family, and I think that's put great joy in my heart. My dad gave that to me. And I want people to hear that, you know what, your greatest legacy may not be what you do. I heard this quote from Andy Stanley years ago. It may be someone you raise. Yeah, and I think a lot of that's happening here. I think a lot of people who really see what's happening with the AACC, our broadcast here with Life, Love, Faith, and Family, the Care and Counsel podcast, they're getting this dynamic. It's almost like a process of osmosis, generational influence. We know that families tend to reproduce themselves.
Absolutely.
And those patterns for good and bad, I mean, they can gobble us up. I'll tell one more little story about Zach, and that is, I remember I'm babysitting at home, and for those of you listening, you can imagine the scene. Julie's gone, Zach's home, and Zach had a little extra juice. I mean, he hated peas. And if you put peas on his plate, they were all over the floor. They were thrown everywhere. It was just crazy. He was not going to eat peas. But this night, the phone rings. Julie says, "How are things going?" And that time, just about that moment, I said, "Everything's going good." I turn and look, and there's Zach with a juicy juice. Remember those little juicy juices?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And then the straw that came up out of the thing. This was a blue juicy juice. So Zach, and he's having fun, he strategically places that juicy juice box in a special place, and he starts running around, and he's squeezing it and saying, guess what I'm doing? I'm spraying here. You get what I'm saying?" And Julie said, and I said, "Honey, I've got to go," because we had a white carpet in our living room type thing. That's all part of it. Hey, just some scenes going back. But again, God began to take our story and began to shape our lives. And tried to open up my heart. I go back to Dr. James Dobson, and he said, "The greatest gift you can give to your kids is to pass your faith along to them." And that ultimate thing of be there. Don't miss that be there moment. And that's all about heaven. And the greatest gift is our faith together and growing up in it. And so, Zach, as you share about this Even If message, I want you to press in, talking about the faith, the mindset, the perseverance, the endurance that it's going to take for those who are going to battle through and find their way in this life. Life can get pretty dark.
Life can get very dark, Dad. Let me say this about you.
Don't be telling any stories on me.
I'm not going to tell no stories, but truly, I'm so grateful that you made the decision early on that you were going to be a family man first. You really taught me how to have priorities in my life. You have led the way for me. You're my hero. You're my mentor. You're my coach. You're my boss. You're my dad. But you're also my best friend, somebody that I literally go to for everything, that I love more than anything. And I truly am completely blessed by you. I dedicated this book to my wife, Evelyn. And then to you and to Mom for a reason, because you guys are even if people. And I have been surrounded. I'm humbled and blessed to have been surrounded by people like you in my life. And I think that reminds me of Dr. James Dobson's quote, "Life will trash your trophies. The only thing that matters at the end of the day is who you loved and who loved you." Life is truly all about relationships. What I try to help people understand in this book, Even If, is like you said, I want them to get the perspective and understanding that storms and trials in life, they're inevitable. John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have trouble." James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds." I think Job 14:1 talks about, "Man born of woman is few of days and full of trouble." It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So in understanding that, how we prepare for our trials and train for our trials matters so much. There's a unique story in Scripture found in Daniel chapter 3 that you told me growing up as a kid. It's always stuck with me, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how back in the day in the province of Babylon, there was a king, King Nebuchadnezzar, who built this statue or this pillar that was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. And he kind of demanded or built out this decree that everybody in the land was going to bow down and worship at the sound of music. And all of a sudden, when the sound of music was playing, everybody bowed down except for three dudes. And it was funny because this brown-nosing fan club of King Nebuchadnezzar, what ended up happening was they asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego why they weren't doing it. So King Nebuchadnezzar, angry, probably humiliated, probably frustrated, embarrassed, he calls them into his presence, and he really wants to understand, what's going on? Why aren't you obeying my decree? And he asks them, is it true that you're not doing what I told you to do? I'll give you one more chance, but if you don't, I'm going to throw you into a burning hot fiery furnace, and we're going to turn that baby up 7 times hotter. So three dudes who looked in the face of a for sure death sentence and could have easily, Dad, said, you know what, let's just bow down this one time.
That's right.
There's a lot ahead of us. They had actually just been promoted in the kingdom. They had a lot of power. But all of a sudden, what does King Nebuchadnezzar say? I need you to do this. They say, you know what, King? You don't even have the right to approach me about this matter. They came back and said, not only is our God able, but we believe that our God will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, King, we're not going to worship your God or bow down to the image you placed before us. There's a big difference in what I really try to define within the book between what if, only if, and even if. What if? A lot of people allow the fear of what if to make them settle for what is. They live in that analysis paralysis stage of life. They can't move. They don't know what faith even looks like. That leads to a complacent or comfortable faith. We don't want that. The only if aspect is very, in a sense, contingent, right? A contingent faith. It's depending upon the results. I'll do it only if it's comfortable, only if it's convenient, only if it works for me. But then there's the even if aspect, which is what I really want to press into people. Even if it gets hard, even if it hurts, even if it's a lonely journey, even if nobody else is doing it, even if I don't get out of life what I was hoping, expecting, or praying to get out of it, I'm going to stay true to my faith, to my family, and to the standard within me, rather than succumbing to the expectations, opinions, or circumstances around me, even if faith.
You know, I remember growing up as a boy with friends, and everyone knew my dad. Papa C was a pastor, and I struggled with the crowd, you know that, and then, you know, as kids you get pressure, peer pressure around you to talk a certain way, do certain things, what have you, and try to separate yourself out. It's tough to go against the crowd. It's Absolutely. Tough to make choices that are different or hard.
Yeah,
you know, do the hard things. Well, that's not fun.
Yeah,
you know, my mother used to say, hey, you do right no matter what, because in the end, it will always be right.
Mm-hmm.
But doing right doesn't always feel right, et cetera.
Right.
So that gets tough. And it's tough for people to maybe hear this just for a moment, but they know in their spirit that if they're going to break through, they've got to do something else. The old Dr. Phil statement, how's that working for you? It's not working for me.
Mm.
The things that I'm doing, the patterns and the places, the whatever it is, the people that I'm hooked up with, it's not the way it's supposed to be. Mm. Real friends, by the way, there's that piece of scripture that says, faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Yeah.
Someone will step into your life and say, no.
Mm.
You know what, dude? I'm not going to let you do this anymore.
Mm.
We're not. We're going against the tide. You're not going to go hang out with the they accept me for who I am crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough thing to hear because, again, life's brutal, and it's easier just to kind of pull the covers up and let the circumstances or whatever dictate our course. It's like, how do you do that? I mean, and you're talking to us now about a journey you want to take us on, this even if mindset, this yeah. even if faith, this even if perseverance, no matter what it is. Take mm-hmm. us down that road.
The first principle I always want to teach up front is that your perspective is what always will steer your potential. There's an old story in Harvard Business Review's Top 10 Must-Reads on Mental Toughness where it talks about we all experience crucible moments. And this one guy experienced his crucible moment, took the form of 16 years of unjust imprisonment and solitary confinement in communist China back in the day. He was wrongly accused for a crime he never committed. First year, complete darkness and solitary confinement. I can't imagine being in complete darkness for a year. They asked him when he got out, how in the world did you do it? Like, how did you stay, in a sense, true to yourself? How did you not panic or derail? How did you, in a sense, just lock it in and persevere? He said, I recognize that happiness is not a function of my circumstances. It's a function of my outlook on life. What I try to help people understand is that pain can become your prison cell. Like you said, it can lock you up, and it can hold you in bondage yeah. for longer than you want to. It does, but it can also become your passport and take you places you couldn't have gone without it. How do you shape that perspective of even if? I think it takes people, right? People fuel. Sidney Poitier has a book, The Measure of a Man, where he says it's amazing what happens when you go on a walk with someone. Either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to yours. Then he asks the question, whose pace have you adjusted to? I always want to help people understand this. People don't need to be surrounded. They need to be supported and sharpened. So it's not just about finding people. It's about finding the right people in your life. Another piece, I would say, is preparation.
But you remember growing up, too, yeah. in that theme, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
That's right.
And so the people around you are everything.
They're everything. Coach Jackson from Liberty Baseball, he'd always tell us, show me your five closest friends, and you'll be the average of those five people in your life every single day. And the second principle that I really want to ring true is training for the trial you're not yet in. I remember Levi Lesko has, you know, a story in his testimony of how he and his wife Jenny lost their daughter back in the day. And I remember how difficult that trial was. And after, you know, let's just say a month or so, he got back in the pulpit and he's preaching the word of God. And somebody came up to him from his congregation and said, Pastor Levi, I don't get it, man. How in the world are you praising God when it seems like it has to be one of the worst days of your life? He says, it's pretty simple. It's because I praised him when it wasn't the worst day of my life. So we have to be able to train for the trials that we're not yet in by choosing to praise before our breakthrough.
Talking about a brand new book coming out called Even If by Zach, Developing the Faith, Mindset, Strength, and Endurance of Those Who Are Built Different. Everybody wants to be different, Zach. Everybody wants to be a cut above. When it comes to challenge, we struggle. You know, that we get lost in the challenge, in the darkness. Mm. And a lot of people, they don't just lose relationships. They literally lose years of their life. Mm. They're over here in this path that's just chaos. You and I can think of quite a few people who all the potential, all the talent, all the stuff, and they're lost like a ball in high weeds.
Yeah.
Zach, if people want to learn more about the book, maybe your podcast, the Built Different podcast, and how they could purchase a copy of this book, where can they go?
I'd love it if they went to ZachClinton.com. Again, that's where all of our podcast episodes are uploaded every Tuesday. They can purchase the book from there and just find out some more really cool resources from all that we have going on here at AACC.
As always, on behalf of Zach and myself, we appreciate you dialing in here with us every weekday for Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Our goal, help you strengthen your mental health and relationships and find and know that God is who he says he is and that he loves you with an everlasting, steadfast love. Hope you'll join us again next time here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us. Or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 For information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events, that's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute. You can't hold yourself accountable for what you haven't first taken responsibility for. See, accountability is powerful, but it's not a magic fix. It only works when it's built on the foundation of personal ownership. Clinically, real behavioral change begins when we shift from external blame to internal ownership. If you're only showing up because someone else expects it, you're building habits on borrowed willpower. Responsibility is about recognizing your role and reclaiming your power to choose. Accountability then becomes support, not substitution. So what area of your life are you outsourcing to others to keep you on track? Today, take one concrete step to own that responsibility first, then invite someone in to walk with you, not to carry you. This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit AACC.net.